following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How's it going, Refuge family? It's David with today's Refuge Daily. Pretty quick encouragement for you guys. I'm sitting here outside Refuge, just chilling right now. The weather's awesome. You know, in my devotional time with the Lord, I have been in the book of 1 Corinthians, just finished that a couple days ago, or might have been yesterday. Just started 2 Corinthians today, or this morning. And as I was reading 1 Corinthians, as I was finishing that, and I've read this book a bunch of times, like I'm sure a bunch of you have, but like God tends to do so often, because God's word is alive, right? Sharper than any two-edged sword. And God knows what we need the moment we need it, you know what I mean? And something that may have not hit us a certain way, we could read it again a different time in our lives and it hits us and it's just what we need. And so, you know, at the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, or even 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul is really wrapping up. He's starting to wrap up his thought process, and he's talking a lot about resurrection, resurrection of Christ, resurrection of our bodies, and the victory that we have because of Jesus. And so he's kind of wrapping everything off nicely. And he says this at the very, very end of 15. It's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, so in light of everything that I had just said, in light of everything that Paul has just said about resurrection, about all this stuff, my beloved brothers, and we could say sisters as well, just my beloved, my people that I, that, you know, to believers that I love, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. I remember I was just focusing on these words, steadfast. Paul is encouraging the believers in Corinth, and really the Holy Spirit is encouraging us today, 2021, to be people who are steadfast in the Lord, who are immovable, who are firmly planted upon the foundation that is Jesus and what he has done, right? Immovable. And this is the part that really, it didn't trip me up, but it really, really got me. Thinking, and I was really meditating on this yesterday. I was talking with my wife about it too. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding. Well, what does it mean to abound in something, right? Always abounding, growing in quality, growing in quantity, having a surplus or an excess of something. And so when Paul is closing off and he's saying, man, brothers, sisters, be steadfast. Be immovable, always. Don't just have a season where you're abounding, but always abounding, having more quality, quantity in the work of the Lord, in your devotion to the Lord. You know, if I'm just being honest, you know, I was talking with my wife and I'm like, praise God for his grace, you know? But am I abounding? Am I growing? Am I growing in quality and quantity of time with the Lord, or have those things kind of tapered off? Am I just kind of okay with, you know, my previous seasons of abounding? Do I go back to that reservoir over and over again? And family, I would just say, and praise God that we have those moments and those seasons that we can draw from, but Jesus desires for us to draw from fresh, you know, experiences with him today. I truly believe, if you're anything like me, and scripture says that our struggles are common to man, right? So I know that we all struggle with this, but I think for us, some of us have become really content with just drawing from the Lord, from the experiences that we've had from the Lord yesterday, a month ago, a year ago, at that camp when we were younger, whatever it may be. And praise God that we have those things, but God desires fresh encounters, or, you know, desires for you to have a fresh encounter with him today. It really stuck with me. Abounding in the work of the Lord. And again, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. I've spent time talking with parents of youth lately, and even just talking to some of my friends. we get weary, man, we get tired. We question at times, Lord, is any of this even working? Is there any difference being made here? And Scripture affirms and tells us that our labor is not in vain. And so, family, I would just encourage you today with wherever you're at, with if you're working towards the Lord right now, or not towards the Lord, but you're working for the Lord, you're doing ministry, man, do not give up at all. Even if you don't see the impact that it's making right now, know with all your heart and with every fiber of your being that it is accomplishing something, because God is in it. And if God's in it, I mean, nothing can stop it. I hope this encourages you. Really, when I was sitting yesterday and I was contemplating and thinking and praying over this, I was like, you know, God, I needed this. I needed the reminder of the abounding, the quality, the quantity, the having, the accept, the not the extra, but just having a lot of something. And man, I'm 31. I got two kids right now. I have a beautiful wife. A year from now, I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better leader, a better youth pastor, better pastor, better counselor. I want to be better in all those areas. And that's not going to happen unless if I am increasing in my time spent with my Savior, who loves me and who enjoys me, which is crazy, right? God loves you. God enjoys you. I can't think of anything more encouraging right now. Family, I love you guys. Don't lose heart. The Lord is working in you. Don't give up on that thing that God is telling you to do. Stick with it. He has you. And guys, let's not be content at where we're at. Let's continue to go deeper and deeper, abounding in the work for the Lord, or the work in the ministry and our devotion with Him. Refuge family, we love you. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life